The Countryside Podcasts with Chris Skinner. Sounds of summer. It really is high summer now. Beautiful blue skies. It's warm at 10 o'clock in the morning. And the smell of newly cut hay, Chris.
Matthew, yes. A lot of people would be sneezing. And once the hay's cut, it releases a kind of a aroma, which tells me exactly what the time of year it is. And we've got the longest day for this Sunday, the 21st of June. So it's the beginning of the hay cutting season here at the farm. But I thought we'd just stop by the farm lake. There's 1,000 square metres of water and just enjoy the sight. It sort of calms you down. I can see a common damselfly out in the middle there, iridescent blue. There's some dragonflies flying past. That's a broad-bodied one. Hawkers. Oh, look, and over here, the top of the water surface is just alive with them. And they're enjoying this heat. This is their time of the year. They're kind of celebrating, as you would, because many of the dragonfly species spend 2 or even 3 years underwater on the bottom of this lake. The centre of the pond's about 2 metres deep, and the edges are only just a few inches of water all the way around the edge, so very shallow-edged. And the female dragonflies will be dipping their posterior into the vegetation, some of the lilies out on the lake there, and laying eggs. And some just fly over the top and drop their eggs. And you can see the abdomen just dropping down into the water. And that's what they're doing. Now, there's something special happens at this time of the year. I brought you here, I think, in probably early April, and we visited the frogs and the toad spawn, and they've all hatched out, and more or less now, towards the middle of June, towards the end of June, all the young froglets leave the water almost simultaneously, almost on a day or two, and so they've left this, and you can see there's a lot of vegetation all the way around this area of water, and that's a perfect habitat for them. Remember, their frogs and toads are amphibians. They spend just part of their life in water and the remainder of the life on land, which surprises everybody. And a banded damselfly.
Look at that, with more fluttery wings than the others.
Yes, and you can actually see the band of black across the wings. It shows out really clearly. But this is the time of the year. Now the frogs and toads, the young ones, have all left this aquatic situation, that the fish spawn, and there's a lot of fish in here, thousands of roach and rudd in particular, and they love this warm weather. They love sunbathing. So,
bit like your faithful hound.
Look at him over there. Have you ever seen anything like it?
Rat Skinner is sunbathing.
He's stretched out, completely oblivious to everything going on around him, and fast asleep in about 5 minutes. What a useless piece of terrier is that. Just come over here, Matthew, because this is really interesting. Now, if we are very careful and just move slowly towards the water's edge, and you look down into the shallow water, you'll see lots of little dark shadows.
Oh, yes, they do look like tadpoles.
Yes, but they're not tadpoles. That's fry. The sort of eggs that are laid by the fish species here, because of the warm weather, have now hatched out. And this is the next generation, and there are tens of thousands of fry in this pond. Absolutely amazing. So the fish would have spawned perhaps early April. The males release the sperm, and then the eggs are sort of laid in the vegetation around the edge of the pond, the aquatic vegetation this is, or in the weeds growing on the bottom. They then hatch out, and they're then called fry. They're about a centimetre just over. There, you're getting a good view now. The sun is on them. And if we just walk down to the edge now, without you slipping in, because it's quite steep.
I think it's
okay just there. You stand there. You'll get a better view of them. Here they are. And
I spooked them.
Yes, they've all moved very rapidly because they think you're a heron or a kingfisher. So they kind of act as one. And the whole place, all the way around the periphery of the pond or lake, is swarming with those tiny fish. So these particular ones we're looking at, under an inch long, and what you're looking at is the shadow of them on the bottom of the pond. Now, they're almost transparent, like the eggs that were laid. They're just pale yellow, and you can actually see completely through the eggs once they're fertilised. Absolutely amazing. Now, rudd are members of the carp family, and we don't often talk about fish or aquatic species on the farm. Well, we've done the frogs and the toads, obviously, but because there's not many water habitats here at the farm, the best place would be to go to Broadland or any of the river systems around here, where you will find rudd. You will also find roach. Rudd are quite distinguished fish. They've got kind of deep red fins. Their name has nothing to do with rudder. It's really more to do with the colour of the fins themselves, sort of that reddy red colour. And I think there was one of the early anglers wrote about them, and he used rather a derogatory term to describe rudd, and he called them bastard roach. I don't know how he came up with that term, but I've always remembered that right from my early days of fishing. But they grow to about up to a kilo, so up to 2 pounds in weight, a mature rudd, and they're really lovely fish to see. Their dorsal fins quite near the tail end of the fish, whereas with a roach it would be about halfway down. The rat has decided to wake up and sort of bark at something. But anyway, you can actually see the shadows of them on the bottom, but with the sun shining on them, that you can't actually see them. They're almost invisible. But the shadow gives the game away.
They're quite near the surface,
they
actually, aren't they?
So the warmer, the better, and they'll congregate in quite large numbers. And if they do get spooked, as you described it, they will move as one, and the water kind of almost boils with them. I just remember this from my childhood, fishing near the River Tass, and there would be tens of thousands of minnows on the edge of the river itself, in areas where the water wasn't flowing very quickly. It would be shallow and very warm. Oh, more just coming in. Here comes another little shoal, just coming in towards the edge here. And you just had swallows flying over
the top
there, just scooping. Oh, that's the house martin. There.
Oh, fabulous. There we
are, coming in, very distinctive white rump, and a whole flock of swallows and martins are just coming in for a drink and going round and then flying into the slightest breeze, dipping down and taking a scoopful. And there's a dragonfly, our largest species. Look, she's laying eggs.
Yes.
Can you see the abdomen?
Abdomen's down in the water there.
Going down.
In the weeds.
I've watched them. And sometimes they completely submerge themselves. The whole dragonfly disappears as an adult under the water, and they curl themselves right round and lay the eggs on the underside of the leaves of the vegetation. That one had to be careful because a rudd just came up near the surface. Rudd and roach are quite distinctive as well. They don't have any teeth in their mouth. They have a pair of sort of teeth right down the throat, but generally they'll eat vegetation and chew it with these sort of throat teeth a long way down. But they're really lovely to see, very, very attractive fish, and we're not being treated to any of the adults, quite simply because there's kingfishers here, they're cormorants, regular visitor. We've got a little grebe nesting, and that will take small fish as well.
That's These are the dab chicks.
Yes, the dab chick.
Which we spotted a few weeks
ago. I've been filming her. And the male's very sort of secretive, but she comes off the nest a couple of times a day. She's in the vegetation about 10 yards from where we're standing, and the nest is in water, but it's sort of semi-submerged there. And she, when I visit here early in the morning, she, if she's at all worried and she's out on the lake in the centre there, she submerges herself with just her head above the water. An amazing
sight. Up periscope.
Yes, up periscope. It looks like the Loch Ness Monster. although she's only tiny, she's no bigger than a large duckling. So it's lovely to have those here. And I've just been watching those dragonflies laying their eggs. And sort of curling their abdomen round. It's a really lovely sight. So you can see it's just a cracking way to start the day, just to visit here.
There's so much life going on there around here, isn't there?
Every time you move your hand like that, the water beneath us boils, and the fish get a little bit alarmed. But they're just in the warm water, because the water near the edge of the pond is warmed by the sun, and we've got a little clear patch in front of us, so you can see them silhouetted really nicely against the ground there.
I thought I could hear a moorhen.
Yes, there are. They're somewhere with some chicks here as well.
Some very lazy looking ducks enjoying the weather.
The mallard here they're kind of stuck here now because something happens at this time of the year which is a little bit embarrassing for them. The ducks, the female ducks, are usually fully busy with this year's broods, and now collectively the male, the duck and the drake, they molt, but they molt in such a severe way as that they lose their primary wing feathers. So in the long and the short of it is they can't fly. So at the farm duck pond, we're stuck with about 50 to 60 drake mallards that are now losing their lovely bottle green heads, and they're changing plumage sort of halfway between the summer or this spring's plumage, that lovely iridescent green, and the wings stripes, and that all drops away now, and they have something called eclipse plumage, which is about a halfway house, and then they start to have the autumn plumage, and so they pair up quite sort of September, October, November time, and they've got that lovely iridescent green, but it is quite embarrassing for them, so they're kind of stuck here. They can't fly off.
I can think of worse places to be stuck.
Yeah, exactly, because the water's warm, and they'll get on and get the new feathers, so quite soon, about another fortnight's time, they should be able to fly again. But those fish are stunning down there, and we've got dragonflies just skirting around our ankles now.
There's one laying.
Yeah, look. Yeah, that's our largest species. That's the emperor dragonfly. Female is green, and she's just hovering her wings, and she's on one patch of weeds. Her abdomen's curled right round underneath, and it's almost come back up underneath her as though it was a sting. But she's actually depositing her eggs.
Meanwhile, thousands of damselflies.
Yeah, look at them.
Everywhere, wherever you look, all over, just inches above the water.
That's just lovely. And this, you know, water habitat is one of the fastest to attract wildlife, even a small area in your garden. I mean, this is quite large scale. I'm watching another female over the other side there. She's doing exactly the same, depositing as many eggs as she can in these ideal conditions. They then hatch out and form these nymphs, which will attack my tadpoles as well. So you start to have this balance, because you sort of can fall in love with all forms of nature, but when one form starts to eat the other, you do have to stand back and smile sometimes. But she's... Oh, look over there. Perfect. Yes. Absolutely perfect. She's dropping her eggs in the water.
She's like at a right angle there,
yeah,
isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
And the damselflies come over to see what's going on.
And they're sort of sunbathing on the vegetation at the side here. Really beautiful sight. Look at that.
Your dog is doing a lap of the lake, by the way.
He's not drinking it, you understand. He's just touring round, and we'll call him and we'll go and see if we can find Neil doing some hay turning.
Oh, thanks for showing me this.
Look, it's just, the water's just boiled. It's not hot, but it's just the fish getting out of the way of a gudgeon.
I bet you caught a few of those in your time.
I have done.